This is the last part of chapter 6 in John. And it's, what's the right word? It's saddening, isn't it? I mean, he's just told them all about himself. He's given, you know, offered to give them his body and blood to eat and drink, and they don't believe him. The saddest part is, you see, when we look at the state of our own faith, you see, that's the saddest part. Just a word or two about the subtle way that Luke, in this story, about Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. Does that enlighten anybody? It means it means gazelle. That was her. Dorcas is the Greek word for gazelle. So they're translating from Aramaic to Greek. And so here we are with that. Anyway, he says to her, Tabitha kumi. Have you heard something like that before? How did Jesus raise that little girl in Capernaum? Talita kumi. This is a very subtle way of trying to show us how Jesus has taken over Peter. And how Peter, you see, has this power to give life. Why? Because Jesus gave it to him. And after his own, Jesus' resurrection, Peter is healing all these people. Tabitha kumi, just like Jesus. That teaches us a lot, but it ought to teach us how much more we have been given than we use. That's all I wanted to say about that. Every time I read this last, these are the last verses of chapter 6, I get sad and discouraged. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the living eternal Son of God, is standing there offering to feed them on his body and blood one day and to give them eternal life. And they say, ah, this is too much. But that leads us to think about our own faith, doesn't it? Well, what is faith? You see? Aquinas has this thing when he's talking about, you see, justification and so forth. See, it's that act of justification is the act which God works in us, to which we yield. So faith, believing, really, is a yielding. It's a yielding to the truth. It's a yielding to the reality and majesty and love and personal care for us of God standing before us, Jesus Christ. And where are we? We're just as dumb as these people. Well, what holds us back? See, it has to be, it's a yielding to a work that's going on in us. I can't make up, I think I'll believe. I don't, how can I do that? We know that these are theological virtues, faith, hope, love. They're gifts from the Father given to us so that we can lead a life worthy of what's been given to us and where we're going. But you look at your own faith and you say, I'm a jerk. I mean, I buy it. I'm going to sing along with Mitch, you know, but do I really get it? And do I want to really yield to this and have it tax my brain, tax my mind, tax my emotions, change the whole way I look at reality and the whole way I act? Well, I want to be respectable enough to get into heaven, but I don't know whether I want to be that radical. And that's the challenge of this last part. I always dread it. You know, every year we read this. And every year I say, oh, this is awful, isn't it? This saying is hard. Who can accept it? Heck with this. too much. And what's too much? The offering of his body and blood to us to live by for eternity. That's too much. Well, it's not too much for us, except we never think about it. How do we grow in faith, you see? Faith is a yielding. And there are so many obstacles in us. Our autonomy, our self-will, our reluctance to give up sin. And we want to believe, but within a respectable measure, so our life is not totally turned upside down. Like Peter's. This is a tremendous challenge. I say, I knew this was coming. I mean, well, everybody knows it's coming. But I mean, I knew I was going to have to preach on it Saturday. I thought, oh, again, non-faith. But I did feel, and this is why I'm talking the way I am, I did feel a strong invitation from our Lord Jesus Christ to yield to him. He is working in our lives. So what are the obstacles? We don't want to lose our autonomy. We don't want to lose our comfort. We don't even want to lose our way of life with all its comfies and TVs and stuff. And yield to this reality. But I have a sense that the Lord is offering that to us in a way that's easy to do, I guess I'm trying to say. I mean, like, I told you, no one can come to me unless it is granted to him by my Father. This whole chapter, you remember, is a chapter on faith as the work of the Father, right? The whole chapter is that. It's this, how can I feed on Jesus? Really, I can go to the sacrament and it'll work, you know, but really feed on Jesus unless the Father works in me. And so it's a zeal, a desire. And I just have this sense that the Lord is saying, if you come to me today and yield to my work in your life, you will start to grow in faith. It will be deeper. It will be stronger. It will be more enlightening. It'll be more strengthening for you. This whole chapter 6 is about the Eucharist. But this living fire center of the Eucharist is Jesus. And we touch him by faith. And where does the faith come from? From the Father. It's a total gift. And so, let's take some time today to yield to the reality and the majesty and the love of Jesus Christ. Let's let that work of the Father have a deeper root in us. For our sake, for the sake of our neighbors, for the sake of the whole church, let this work of God be really blossom in us. It's wonderful, huh? See, John of the Cross says that the heart of the dark night of the spirit and passing through it is an heroic act of hope. I give up. I can't do anything. And I'm finally facing it. And I'm finally yielding to God, who is the only one who can bring me to eternal life. But the heart of that act of hope, see, is founded on being in touch with the reality of the Father's love for us. I love you so much, I give you myself. My son, who can feed you on his body and blood.